Just got home from a long day in London. It's dark, snow on the ground, but not on the pathway leading up to my garage. No snow. Somebody's cleared the snow, and that's my job. So I'm thinking there's something suspicious going on. Maybe we've been robbed. So I start looking around, and I open my garage door, and everything looks like it's still there. Then I step back, and I almost trip over a very large spanner. And I'm thinking, hang on a second, that's not one of mine. Why would there be some tooling left on my driveway? Definitely been robbed. So I run into the house. Nothing seems amiss. I come back out, and I look up when the security light kicks in. And the roof has gone off the garage. It's just gone. So I'm like, who would steal a roof? And why would you steal a roof? I can imagine you wanting to steal a church roof for the lead. But not a felt roof off a flat garage. So I'm thinking, oh my God. Somebody's done some work on the wrong house, haven't they? They've found out what they've done, and they've done a runner. Worst case scenario, this is. So, knowing that I often get post for the road round the corner, because I'm in a very kind of small road, and it's, I guess, to a certain extent, easily confused, I go and speak to the neighbour, who is the oracle. The neighbour knows pretty much everything going on in the village. She's a gem, really. And knows what's happening where. On the way, I pop to my other neighbour and say, did you see any people on ladders? Yeah, there's a couple of people on ladders. They were ripping stuff off your roof and doing stuff. And I'm like, yeah, well, did you see the van? Yeah, it's a white transit van. Okay. Any name? No, nothing at all. So straight away, I realise, screwed, because, you know, white transit vans are 50 a penny round here. Get to the neighbour that knows everything, and she says, oh my God, yes, I know exactly what's happening. Old lady's gone into her home, they're doing up the house for rental. What is that music? And they're due to have the garage roof done. So they've just ripped mine off and left it. She says, don't worry, I've got the woman's number. Give her a call. So I'll give this woman a call, and she is very, very apologetic when it's not her fault at all. She says, I'm so sorry. These guys come highly recommended. I'll give them a call right now. We'll get it sorted out. Your roof takes priority over our roof. And pretty much job done. She says, I'm a solicitor. I'll make sure this gets done. And I said, I'm a blogger. I'll make sure I talk about it. I won't mention the name of the company yet. I won't mention the name of the guy that has taken my roof off and run away. He might not have run away. He might just have left his tools there because it was getting dark. Nevertheless, it's the last thing you want is to come back and find a portion of your house has been stolen or taken away. And I'm just hoping that I can get it on and back and everything fixed in good time. Because it's wet. And roofs are important when the weather's like this. Nearly finished walking the dog. I have opened a bottle of wine, and I'm going to take a very large portion of that and put it in a glass, because at the moment I need anaesthetising. What a weird day.